Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. Are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. And for this fabulous Tuesday, March 8th, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in overcast Scottsdale, Arizona. And this Tuesday, like every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go show and learn the secrets millionaires use to attract wealth. We crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out 15 minutes of step-by-step strategies you can incorporate into your life right now to start your day the millionaire way. And I am so pleased about today's show, because this begins our personal power series. In order to increase our magnetism and our personal power, we first must identify what it is, where it comes from, and how we control it, and how we can then amplify it to use it to our advantage, to attract the things that we truly desire in our lives and create and manifest what our desired higher purposes are. So today's episode is going to be the first part in our personal power series, and this is going to be our most basic part, and this is our foundation. What we're going to talk about today is going to give you the foundation of understanding what it is that you control and specifically what you don't control and how we can work on the things that we can control to manifest what it is that we truly desire and bring our higher purpose to fruition. The way we do this is by identifying specifically what it is in the universe that we actually control. You would be surprised at how many people think there is more to the universe that they can control than these three simple things. But it's not. All you have in this universe to control are these three things. Once you master controlling these three things, you'll be surprised at how much control you will gain simply by this understanding. We cannot control other people. We cannot control circumstances. We cannot control things. Outside of ourselves, all we have is influence. But the most important part about control is self-control. And it's these three things that are important for us to identify and work toward creating the highest possible positive outcome in each of these areas in order to manifest what it is that we truly desire. The three things that you have control over in the entire universe are, get your pencils out, your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. I know some of you are probably sitting there saying, that's it? Pretty much. But it's not just that that's it. that's an awful lot. And when we understand that those are the three things that we have the power to control and that we are controlling, we can then work each systematically to refine our technique to bring us where we need to be for next week's part in our personal power series, which is influence. But we can't think about influencing others until we understand how and where to exert control within ourselves. So let's explore thoughts for a moment. We have a variety of beliefs about thoughts. Perhaps you have original thought. Perhaps you have thoughts that manifest from others' ideas or images or things that you've seen, heard. But I challenge you to think about this. The way we think about things has to do with our internal patterning. Our internal patterning influences both our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. And our internal patterning came from our parents. From age 0 to 7, all our brain does is soak up information. We don't have the power or capacity to start reasoning and judging at that point. So all we're doing is merely recording everything we see, we hear, we sense, we taste, or smell. We're just a big recording device. But what's great is it's in Technicolor for many. And we'll explain that next week, why it could be in black and white. But the possibility is that it can be in Technicolor, it can be in Dolby surround sound, it can be 3D. It's super powerful. But as a result of our growing up and the rest of our brains developing, and as we move forward in our development, we, as a result of being a digital audio recorder, then start using the patterns we've observed and recorded as our own, right, wrong, or indifferent. Now, every action has a positive intent and purpose according to NLP, neuro-linguistic programming presuppositions. And if you assume that we're trying to accomplish or satisfy whatever goals it is, and I know you're thinking to yourself, well, Al-Qaeda didn't have a positive intent and purpose. Yes, when Al-Qaeda does their suicide bombing, their positive intent and purpose is to find the 99 virgins and to wipe out their perception of insurgents. And that's their positive intent and purpose. For them, it satisfies something. So what we need to be doing is we have to focus on the purity and the positivity of our thoughts, because that is the original inception of how the rest of things flow. Now, our feelings are how we respond to our thoughts. Part of our feelings are biochemical, and part of our feelings are programmed simply by observing how others handle certain stimulus. So I hope you see where I'm going with this. And last but not least, our actions are what we choose to do after we respond to the stimulus that creates a thought and a feeling, perhaps, an emotional reaction, and then we take action on that stimulus based on the resources that we have, what we know about particular topics, and previous experiences, and the patterning that others put upon us. For example, as an adult, if you touched a stove that was hot, you'd pull your hand away because you know if I leave it there, it's going to get fried. As a child, you might have been told, don't touch that stove, but you still touched it anyway because you wanted to know what the big deal was, and then you found out. And so you learned, oh, don't touch the stove when it's hot. So that is a programmed response to the stimulus of hot on our fingers. So that's a basic example. But now that we have that information, when we start to get near something that's warm or if we're too close to the stove, we know to yank back because if we get any closer, we're going to get burned. So using that step-by-step analogy, what millionaires do that's different from the masses is they work toward the purity of their thoughts. They refine their empathetic feelings to not just being biochemical or what they learned in childhood, because we all know that some people have children and some people raise children, and not always the best impressions are made on young children. And they're not taught to respond properly to certain stimulus. So they work to really refine their feelings. And they take that moment between stimulus and response. And in that space, they choose the most appropriate action that is congruent and in line with the outcomes they desire. That is what separates the millionaires from the masses. And by understanding those three areas of control, that's your first step in understanding where your personal power comes from. So we can learn how to magnify and amplify our personal power, because next week we're going to learn about influence. The things we can't control, but we can influence in certain ways to still elicit the outcomes we truly desire. And we'll learn that next week, when we talk about influence. Now, when we think about the three things that we can control, you're saying to yourself, okay, so now that I know, what do I do? What we must do is purify our thoughts. Because what we think about, we bring about. And if we're dwelling on negativity, that's what our representational systems are going to filter for. If you are thinking about positive things and positive outcomes, that's what you're going to be bringing into fruition, and you will see things completely different. The unconscious mind takes in about 4 billion bits of information. 4 billion. So right now, your body knows what your toes are doing, even though you're not consciously paying attention to how they feel on the floor or in your bed or wherever you're listening from. But we can only control about 20,000 bits of information at a time consciously. And knowing that we take that 20,000, because our thoughts influence how we perceive the world, you're going to be filtering specifically for what we're thinking about as we take in the world. You've probably heard the saying, there's three sides to every story, his side, her side, and the truth. That's precisely why, because of these representational systems. So your charge today and throughout the week until we visit our second part in the Personal Power series next week is to learn how to purify your thoughts, to bring them to a point that you are only thinking about the most positive things you possibly can. Now go forward into today with that feeling of positivity and choose your desired outcomes. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Heather Wagenhall. You've been tuned into Unlock Your Wealth Radio to go. Finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Go out and make it a millionaire's day.